we had to bribe her with M&M's.
Your heads, everybody!
And now, Meredith Summers on 730 WTNT, The Truth.
Yes, one of the few guests that I have on the program that has her own big voice promo. Hello.
Hello, I was doing the...
Yeah.
The crowd of thousands, I do.
You have a cold.
I actually, like, lost my voice for a day. I had to use a notebook to write with when I was with my friends.
Really?
Can you imagine that?
Me
without my voice?
Really?
It was both terrible and also hilarious. I was looking through my notes, like, the next few days later. I was like, I am really inappropriate.
All right. Well, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Meredith Summers has arrived in studio, and I want everyone to know M&M's were here because that's a requirement.
Part of the rider.
That's it. All right. You have been put on cherry blossom duty again.
Again.
And you kind of like it, though, don't
you? I will say it smells better than Occupy DC Beat.
Yeah.
Much better than that.
Yeah, whatever happened to them?
They
just disappear.
They kind of disappear. You know, like when you like come into your kitchen, you turn the light on and all the cockroaches scatter under
yeah,
the... It's
yeah.
kind of like that.
Yeah.
I feel like the last time we talked... Oh, you know, they did their one-year anniversary March last year, and it was kind of like a...
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. And besides, Obama was reelected and all that, so all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, moot point.
Yeah, really. All right, so where are we right now? Because cherry blossoms are a big deal in this town. People are always, you know, taken back when they hear the cherry blossoms making news, you know, because I guess a lot of people around here are numb, but there are also a lot of people that travel here from not only around the country, but around the world.
Around the world. Because it was a gift from Japan, we do get a lot of visitors from Japan and Asia. And I was just talking to Anne about it. They're very pretty. They're gorgeous. We do spring really well here. But the city really loves its cherry blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it gets a little bit like cherry blossom fever. But fortunately for everybody who was worried that the cherry blossoms would bloom too early or they would get damaged by the cold, they're fine, just a little bit behind. So they are going to start their blooming period tomorrow. And the best day will be on Saturday is what I've been told.
Now, we may have some rain coming in here on Friday, and it could be a little breezy.
That's the problem. I mean, today, if for anybody who's been outside, it's been a bit gusty.
Yeah.
But fortunately, I mean, once the blooms start, that's when it gets kind of hairy. When they're still, like, all encased, it's fine. It's not a big deal. And that's why, you know, the cold weather isn't too bad. Because you go to the florist, everything is in a cooler. So it sort of acts like Mother Nature's cooler. But once the blooms are out, that's when it gets...
Now, have you been forced to go down there, like, every day and check them out?
I haven't yet. I'm hoping... Because it's... You know, there's not a whole lot to see right now. It's just, you know, the little green buds.
Right.
But I'm sure
once
they
start blooming.
What do you
have to do, like call the Park Service every
day? Yep. There's like, they have the Park Service. They even have like a, some places have like a camera and you can just watch them.
You can watch
It's like watching water boil. Yeah. You just wait. Some more.
So that's what you've been doing down there all day.
See,
I can look over the railing and I see the...
see me screwing around, yep.
I see the... Well, yes. Actually, you sit right in front of me.
I do.
So I can kind of look out there
it's
and
like
see...
It's like Romeo and Juliet. You're up on the balcony and I'm down below just screwing around on the internet looking at cats. That's what I do on the internet.
You look at cats?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever, like, looked at Grumpy Cat?
No.
Andy.
Grumpy Cat?
Grumpy Cat is he's the current celebrity.
Hang on a second.
He's this cat
that
just has a natural expression of a frown. And so no matter when he's getting petted or fed, he looks miserable. And people just make, like, funny pictures with him.
Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy
Cat. The internet's
cat.
Grumpiest cat.
He is. Like when that.
Wow.
Yep. And so anything, like... Oh, when the
that's like me, because I have one of those faces that's, you know, for radio, but people always say, what are you so mad about?
You're like,
and I just, because I don't smile a lot.
You're like, it's my birthday.
Know? Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, that's Grumpy
Folks,
Cat.
Folks, you got to go check this out.
It's hysterical.
Like Grumpy
when the,
Cat. Who knew?
Yep.
And why didn't you tell me about Grumpy Cat? Did you know about Grumpy Cat?
Anne's doing her job.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, how did I not know?
Grumpy Cat's like the biggest celebrity in the planet right now.
Only the biggest celeb.
For how long?
A couple months now.
Well, he took over from the Gangnam Style guy, probably.
He did, actually. Yeah, that's pretty true. I know he was around for the...
And he's looking at me like the who.
No. I've seen the Gangnam guy.
Yeah.
I just haven't seen, you know, the Daily Grump. I mean...
Daily Grump.
This is really something.
His name is Tartar Sauce, and they just call him Tard. Yeah. Not even kidding you. It's true, yeah. And he, like, goes around and visits news shows. And so people will post, like, a current event over, you know, with words over his
but
photo.
But nothing, like, dirty or anything, right?
No. It's just a cat. He just, like, he...
I know you. Will Pitty play with it? Celebrity Edition.
Welcome back to the Smash Hit Game Show for Cats.
Grumpy, grumpy, grumpy.
Yeah.
Now that's hysterical.
No, last time she played.
Man, why didn't you tell me about this earlier? I mean, is this something my granddaughter would really like? What do you mean, oh, no?
I guess now I'm going to officially do, like, a pop culture alert for you.
You have to. Okay. You have to because, you know, I'm geezing. You know, you got to help me out. I'm an old, bald, fat guy.
I'm on it.
You know, you got to keep me in tune with what's going on. Now, armed with this, I will go home and I will watch this on a regular basis now.
Well, what's great is they have, like, photos of him just looking grumpy in each photo. It's the same photo of him just looking miserable.
Yeah.
And what they do is, like, they take a current event and then they just post, like, a comment over it. Like, remember when that asteroid came by really close?
Oh, yeah, right.
It was like, asteroid only 250,000 miles away. And then underneath, Grumpy Cat had said, not close enough. he hates everyone and everything. He's just grumpy.
Well, yeah, I mean, why do we want to talk about cherry blossoms?
Grumpy Cat hated sequestration. Yeah,
really?
I'm sure Grumpy Cat would be unimpressed with the cherry blossoms.
Man, oh man. All right, so let's wrap up the cherry blossom thing so I can get back to Grumpy Cat. All right.
Yes, so starting tomorrow, go out to the tidal basin. They'll be starting to bloom, or save it until the weekend and go with the other 7,000 people. 700,000 million people.
All right.
We're going to look at you.
Well, listen, thanks for the tip on Grumpy Cat, man. I'll be watching.
You're going to get sucked in.
I will.
It's going to be dead air because you're just going to be watching Grumpy Cat and you're going to lose track of time. And that's how I pass my day some days. Not entirely. I always do my job for 9 straight hours. But occasionally.
Yeah, but just in case the boss is listening.
Just in case the boss is listening. Sometimes. I usually do my work, but occasionally Grumpy Cat just pops up.
All right. Well, get out of here. Let us know when the cherry blossoms actually start to. Do they like pop open, like popcorn or something?
It's not so much like popcorn. Oh, it's okay. One of those, like, slow. It's not super slow. But yeah. Once they start, there's no stopping them. And that's why everybody's like, oh, my gosh, is it going to be windy on a certain day?
Because
once the blooms open.
I want to get down there. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great if they all, like, sounded like popcorn out there?
Yeah, wouldn't it be fantastic?
That would be great.
Yeah, and especially if you could eat them, but you're not even allowed to touch them.
No, you can't even climb the trees or anything, although Anne said she's seen people do it, but I'm pretty sure she means she did it.
Really?
I think Anne climbed.
Did you ever take one? You're not supposed to take one either.
I'm not supposed to take them, no.
You didn't? You sure? Okay. All right, just checking. You know, I can tell when she's fibbing.
I know. You can hear it.
Yeah, I know you can.
Voice.
I know you can. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Meredith. And thanks for the tip on Grumpy
Cat.
Sure.
Enjoy Grumpy Cat.
All right. Thank you very much. 5:46. That's Meredith Summers, by the way, representative of Grumpy Cat. You get like a percentage? You get like a percentage? Like an agent?
I do.
Okay,
I get a free t-shirt with Grumpy Cat on it.
Get out of here. 5:46, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.